Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the choir singing, I Need You More Today, and then part three of Pastor Duck's message.
There are decisions I can't make on my own, and there are trials I can't face all alone. But you said you walk with me down life's troubled roads, and you said, come unto me, and I'll bear your heavy load. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. In the morning, and I fear to face the day. Oh, let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone, with those trials far behind, but I'm ever learning more.
Opinion, but I have the right. You don't have the right to nothing. I'm being kind of rude here, but I'm being honest with you. You don't have the right to anything. The only thing that we really have a right to do is to die and go to hell. But aren't you glad a merciful God stepped in one day? Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Condescended and came down from the portals of glory. Died, was first born to a virgin named Mary in a Bethlehem stall, a cattle stall, put in a trough of feeding. Oh, let me tell you what, he was put in a trough of feeding, but let me tell you what, he is the bread of life that will change your soul when you taste of him and see that he is good. And then 33 and a half years later, he went to the cross. He died and paid the debt of sin in full. And then he declared, as Tony Evans said this morning from that video presentation, that thank God it is finished. I'm glad he won our victory today, and I'm glad he's provided for us what we couldn't provide for ourselves. We say that we believe in him, but we fail to take the word of God and apply it. We fail to live by it. We excuse it away. Well, I would really like to, but, you know, stop excusing your life away. And start taking ownership today of the Word of God in your life. We say that we believe, but we don't pray. Jesus didn't say, you know, if you pray. He says, when you pray. And the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person will avail much. We say that we believe, but we refuse to live by the faith in God. We're controlled by the circumstances, and we're listening to every rhetoric of dialogue that we're hearing today that has absolutely no validity of truth to it that politicians are declaring. We say that we believe today, but we are unfaithful to the house of the Lord. Why has he gotten so quiet? We say that we believe today, but we fail to take a stand for God. We listen to the smut of the world, and we read the garbage on Facebook and all that mess. And we absorb ourselves. You know, what you read and what you receive is what you're going to be. We believe today. I believe that if Christians are really today committed to Christ, then today, you know, we today are not controlled by politics. We are controlled by the power of the Word of God. And we say that we believe, but you know, our behavior today is not like it. It's not reflective of a believer's life. Our actions, our character today, you know, say something else about who we really are and what we really are when God has made a way for you and I about who we can really be. What is the definition of the word fool? Well, Webster defines it this way. He says a person who is lacking in judgment. Well, they may be lacking in judgment, but I'm going to take it a step further. It's a person that's full of stupidity. Amen. Because to say that you don't believe in God is just plain stupid. Amen. Fools reveal their rebellion in basically two areas or two ways today. One, they do not believe what the Bible says about God and His Word. I believe in the total Word of God. I believe everything that the Word says today. There is no place for speculation or doubt. There's only place for receiving today what God says. And the second thing is, they do not seek God. They do not submit to God's Word. They do not pray to God. They do not trust in God concerning their daily lives. Now listen, be careful here. Are you living that way today? There it is on the screen. See it. They do not seek God. How many Christians are not seeking the Lord? How many Christians today are not submitting to God's Word? How many Christians today are not praying to God or trusting God concerning daily walk with Him? And then we wonder, I just can't find why my life is not being blessed. Because you're not living by the Word. You're not submitted. You're not submissive. You're not willing. You're not desirous. You're not making the first thing that you look to every day is to the Lord. You pray, and you pray with the power of God in your life, and you pray putting your faith and anchored in the Word of God. You pray and you know your God is bigger than what you're in and what you're facing today. My God in heaven today. Be careful, friend. Because if you're not doing these things, go back to the definition. Lacking in judgment. You're lacking in the judgment of God. You know, God saved you. He delivered you. And He didn't save you to stupidity. He saved you today to the will of God that you can live abundantly. For Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it what? Abundantly. Amen. And what can God do? Exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Our God is ready to do something. Amen. The question is, are we ready to receive it? So David then says again in Psalm 14, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You say, well, preacher, I've never said that. Be careful. Your actions may be saying it. Your life may be saying it. The way that you're living may be saying it. And you say, well, preacher, I mean, everybody knows that I'm a Christian, my neighbors and everything else. But, you know, if you're living like hell, you're conducting yourself like the world. Then who are you believing in? Your life is an open testimony to people every day. You can't cloak it, hide it. You can't put something over today and today conceal it. Your life is going to shine through as to who you really are. My God. Come on, church. I believe it's time we, the people of God, rise up and be the people that God's called us to be. And you know what He's called you to be? He's called you to be more than a conqueror through Him that loved you. He didn't call you to defeat. He called you to victory. He didn't call you to death. He called you to life. Amen. And this is what our God has done for us today. So the Bible says there is a connection between your heart and your mouth. And so that being the case, Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. See, it's going to come out. And even if you hide it from the world, you can't hide nothing from him. He sees everything at present in our beloved America today that we love. I love this nation. Hallelujah. There is an all-out drive to rid our nation of God and his word. But I'll tell you what. There's something put inside of me they can't cut out. There's something today that I believe in today that the world cannot extract. It can't brainwash me today to believe any other thing. It matters not what a politician or a person says about you today. It matters what you believe. Did you hear me? It matters what you believe. It matters, and how you believe today determines what you are. What you believe determines what you are. What you believe determines what you are. Y'all going to get this thing. It matters not what a politician or a person says about you and all the false promises that they make and everything else. It matters what you believe, and it matters today how you behave, and it determines who you really are in Christ, because God knows your heart. It's horrible that we have become so sensitive today to the atheist and to that fact today. Every reference to God is being extracted, removed, and taken away. I want to read to you what Charles Haddon Spurgeon said. He said, the atheist is morally as well as mentally a fool, in the heart as well as in the head. A fool in morals as well as in philosophy. With the denial of God as a starting point, we may well conclude that the fool's program is a rapid, riotous, raving, ruinous one. And I tell you what, Spurgeon is dead and walking on the street of gold, but what he said is profoundly true and applicable to the society that we're living in today. So what you believe has today, listen, you've got to have the truth to determine what you believe. And the truth of God's word sets you free. So Jesus said, if you know the truth, receive the truth will liberate your soul. Fire burns whether you believe it or not. And water drowns whether you believe it or not. And poison kills whether you believe it or not. God is still on the throne. Whether you believe it or not. And mark it down. Every one of us one day will stand before him in judgment whether you believe or not. You can't escape it. You cannot get away from it. So I'm here to tell you today, whether you believe it or not, God is real and God's alive. Whether you believe it or not, preacher, I believe it. Well, if you believe it, then let your actions start showing that you believe it. Start living for Christ. What did Joshua say? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will prioritize God first in our life. We will seek his ways, and we will desire to live the life that is pleasing unto him. See, our life has been bought with a price that we didn't have to pay. And we realize this today, so therefore we declare we've been bought with a price. Therefore, we recognize, receive that, and now we shall glorify our God, which is in heaven. Amen. Let your life be a walking testimony to what God has performed in your life. You can believe God is real. Because today when you call upon him, he hears you today, and you're in his presence, and thank God, he will still answer prayer. Well, you can believe God is real, because regardless of the location today, whether you're in the valley or whether you're in a victory today, God is still your refuge and strength and a very present help in time of trouble. You can declare that today. I like the way the psalmist, I just used this past week with someone, texted me, he was going through a great trial, and I just pulled, God gave me this in his spirit. He just showed me, he says, I will cry, this is what the psalmist said, I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, he is Lord.